want to say that I, you know, I just feel like I'm a prime example that the system did work. The person wanted to be stubborn enough to stick with it and everything. I'm really let down in the state of Alaska, to be quite honest with you, with this whole situation. I mean, I feel really let down that, you know, I had to work just like everybody else did, and I finally got what I, you know, reached my goal that I had been pursuing for so many years, 15 years to be exact, which I've up to date now. I finally had something that I could really work toward, and was just on the brink of making a good living for myself, and it's been overturned, and I'm just hoping that something good can come out of this and that the resource won't be replenished in process. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Commissioner Senator Bay.
We all sometimes regret what the justices do in the third branch of government, so don't blame us all for them.
Thank you, Senator Bay.
Yeah, it's not Randall's fault, or believe it or not, this is one the legislature didn't do. I'm impressed, Mr. Chairman, with the fact that just this gentleman and then the gentleman from Talkeetna came forward and said they did it. They did it within the system, and they had to work hard. What's the difference? Just the extra amount of work, the motivation to make it? Did you have somebody to take you, kind of your, did you have a patron that helped, a master guide that kind of brought you up? I mean, how did you do it, and the gentleman for Talkeetna, and yet the majority of folks that testified complained that the system was locked out to them, that they couldn't come up?
Right. First off, I'd like to say that Larry Rivers, the gentleman from Talkeetna, who you're speaking of, I did work for Larry for a while, and
I was one of the guys
that sat around the table with him, and he was, you know, giving me encouragement and everything. I've worked for a number of guys in the room here, and some of them have already left tonight and everything. I guess you might say I had coaching from a number of them. In anything I've done in my life so far, I've done with determination. When somebody told me something was impossible, I was always the doubting Thomas, and I'll always be that way.
Yeah, around the legislature. Go ahead.
But anyway, I'm just saying that, you know, that when there's a will, there's a way. And I studied the system. I picked it apart. I attended all the guide board meetings and everything. Oftentimes, you know, I would be out in the bush trapping in the winter and everything. And I'd come in for guide board meetings specifically just to see how things, you know, went on, to do the procedure and so forth and everything. And I did. I studied the system and figured it out. And when I did get my areas, they were transferred. They were unimproved areas. I did not have to pay any money for them or anything. There wasn't anything to pay for. No improvements. The fellow that I acquired my areas from had worked in the industry, and he had just felt like that it was time to move along. He wanted to do something else. I think he probably misses the industry. He's now plowing dirt down in Oregon. But at any rate, you know, he decided to get out and make room for some of the newer people, and maybe I was very fortunate. I will admit that. But nonetheless, I pursued it, and I reached the goal.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. Thank you. I just see a sheet number 5 here yet. Kevin Branson and Tom Troutman, you wish to testify? You got anything new for us?
Nothing new. It's been all said.
Yes?
I didn't write my name down. I'd like to speak for 3 minutes.
Is that Kevin? Kevin Branson? What's your name? I don't see it here, but maybe I will look. Oh, you haven't?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, come ahead. Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood you. I thought you said you had.
My name is William Buck. I'm a registered guide. I've been since 1986. I'd like Larry Rivers' example about the turtle. If you don't stick your neck out, you're not going to get any place. And I think this new system, whatever comes about, I think the people thought the old system was hard to get into. I think this new one's going to be harder. I'd venture to say that the people that are crying today are going to be crying 5 or 10 years from now with the new system. That's all I have to say.
Why do you think that's harder?
Well, I think there's going to be more regulation. I think a lot of people are hoping that it's just going to be open, and anybody that's licensed for an area can go out there. I think what you guys come up with is going to be like that. We're talking leases, we're talking experience, we're talking a whole bunch of different things. And it's not just going to be get a guide license and go out and drive.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions? Okay, thank you very much. I think before we need to call the ambulance, we better adjourn. We adjourn at 9:42. I thank everybody for patience and participation. We'll get together again at 8:15 tomorrow and start putting all that wisdom into some kind of a hopefully logical order.